76 degrees outside, and we bring in Aaron Curtis to take a look at the week's start on the futures numbers. How's it look, Aaron?
Well, pretty ugly, really, to start. Continuing to see some liquidation here as we continue to see prices move a little higher. On Friday after the crop report, things had kind of stabilized a little bit, but it seemed like on the 8:30 Central Time reopen, things continue to get weak. We're still looking at pretty favorable weather. Some rain moved through parts of the Corn Belt again over the weekend. Looks like the heat's going to moderate just a little bit here in the short term with some chances of rain here this week. A little bit of concern still about some heat building up here again as we head towards the second half of the two-week forecast, so something to kind of pay attention there too. Of course, just continued uncertainty about trade tensions with China continue to overhang the market as well. So we've got July corn at 342 and three quarters, down 7.5. September corn at 352.5, that's down 7. East corn at 364.5, down 6.75. July soybeans 847, down 11.5. August soybeans at 852.5, down 11 cents. November soybeans at 868.5, down 11.5. July Chicago wheat 495.5, that's down 2 cents. December Chicago wheat at 513.75, down 3 cents. Out in Kansas City, a little bit higher here today. December Kansas City wheat at 511.75, that's up 0.25 cent. We have December Minneapolis wheat at 558.5, that's up 4 cents. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly higher. August live cattle 107.60, that's up 87. October cattle 110.45, up 42. August feeders 152.05, up 72 cents. July hogs 83.15, up 27. August hogs 76.65, that's up 20 cents. We'll have export inspections out this morning at 10 a.m. Central. Crop progress out this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central. Looking for crop ratings to continue to show pretty historically high numbers. Kind of a mixed, kind of an odd week here today. We have an early close on Tuesday, no trade on Wednesday, and also watching the beginning of potentially some trade tariffs on Friday. So we've got some moving parts to keep an eye on, but looks like a little bit of negativity here with some lower prices here to start the week.
Thanks, Aaron. And we'll take a look at the forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard if we hit the 9 o'clock hour here. Mostly sunny, a high of 87 for today. Tonight's clear skies, a low of 70. Tomorrow night, mostly sunny, a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 88 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 74. And Wednesday, your 4th of July holiday, mostly sunny, a high of 90, a south wind of 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, currently 77 degrees here in the Champaign-Urbana listening area, 86% humidity, 29.99 barometric inches. Coming up now at 9:01, we'll have news from NPR, and then 1A will be on for the rest of the hour. For 2 hours, then at 11 o'clock, we'll have the 21st here for you on AM 580 and FM 90.9. And this is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 and HD3 Urbana. I'm Steve Mork.